This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. It was a huge scoop for the Associated Press Wire Service, but it was no doubt a story it would rather not have reported.
The Justice Department secretly obtained 2 months' worth of phone records of several reporters and editors and offices at the Associated Press. The AP is calling this a massive and unprecedented intrusion into their constitutional right to report the news.
That's NBC's Brian Williams reporting the news earlier this week that the Justice Department had secretly subpoenaed and obtained phone records from the AP's New York and Washington, D.C. bureaus and the personal cell phones of several AP reporters. Here to talk about what this means for the world of journalism in the United States is Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sensemaking Project. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Craig.
Kelly, should we be worried right now that a record of this call could be gotten by the government for whatever reason they might want it? I mean, isn't that the issue here? The government, when looking for a leaker, but got all kinds of information that could compromise all sorts of other sources for the AP.
Right. One of the most important functions of journalism is to cover the government. And one of the interesting things about covering our federal government is that nobody is allowed to talk to reporters except for the spokespeople who are officially designated that duty. So the way journalists cover the government is they establish relationships with sources who are experts in whatever field the journalist needs an expert in. And those government workers tell the journalist what's going on, and then the journalists call the spokesman and get the official version. So all of those people now are at risk of being exposed.
Now, the Justice Department said it was going after a leaker of information on a story that they said was a threat to national security and a threat to American lives. But why were they allowed to gather so much additional information? I mean, it's like throwing out a net and bringing in all of the fish.
Well, the Justice Department has the ability to subpoena records in secret under certain circumstances. The Associated Press never had the ability to argue against the scope of the subpoena. Most of the time, when the government goes after a journalist's phone records or anything else involving a journalist, the journalism organization gets the opportunity to respond and go in front of a judge and say, "We don't think this is appropriate." The AP never got that shot in this particular story. Republicans, Democrats, conservatives, liberals, everybody thinks the Justice Department overreached in this particular case. So it's likely that existing policies about when law enforcement can go after journalism sources, those policies are going to be reinforced and rewritten.
But isn't the chill already in the air? I mean, if I'm a mid-level bureaucrat, I'm not calling up the AP if I think I got a story because I'm afraid that it'll get back to my boss.
Exactly. If you're working at the CDC or the Department of Agriculture and you think that there are stories that the public ought to know, you're very unlikely to call a journalist right now.
So what do reporters do now? Get a phone registered to somebody else? Do they have to play kind of like a spy game here?
Absolutely. And that's exactly what reporters are doing. They're using disposable phones. They're even giving disposable phones to their sources to use.
Kind of a scary thought, Kelly.
Well, and it's unnecessary, I guess. That's the ultimate tragedy of all this.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute, thanks for your insights on this. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Craig.